This is your food for thought this week from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Well, this past Monday, we got started with our 30 for 30 Walk Away program. This is a Facebook group that we have across the country with 8 different extension offices. We are encouraging people to walk 30 minutes for 30 straight days. We have daily social media posts, we have weekly Facebook Live classes, and there are even weekly prizes through participating in our Facebook group challenge. You can find more information about this group on our local Cooperative Extension Facebook page at Person Granville FCS. Each day, we are going to be posting those daily social media posts, and we're going to provide information on a variety of different topics, even just, you know, having a positive mindset, staying happy, walking, stretching, drinking more, your skincare, healthy snacking, breathing and meditation, and so many different topics. And we encourage you to join that Facebook group, 30 for 30. It's an extension collaboration with 8 different universities across the country, because we want to help people know that it's, you know, you can get started. Just, you know, before any exercise, just take that time to stretch to help reduce the intensity of some of your soil muscles and your chance of injury. You can start small, just with a 5-minute stroll. Make sure that you're wearing good, comfortable socks and comfortable shoes that fit, and then just build up gradually. So start wherever you are. You know, it could be that you're not able to do 30 minutes at one time. Maybe you need to walk 10 minutes 3 times a day, or 15 minutes, or whatever else, and build up to where you can do 30 minutes in 30 days, or 30 minutes for 30 day. Starting small is important when we're trying to create healthy routines. So just picking one small thing that you can accomplish each week to work on to help accomplish your overall goal, whether it's regards to exercise or maybe it's nutrition. And throughout all of it, especially this holiday season, and especially after the past year and a half we've had, make time for yourself, for some of the things that you enjoy doing. You know, exercise doesn't have to be this horrible thing that you just have to do. Find something that you enjoy doing. You know, taking time for yourself, whether it's reading a book. I sometimes will even, you know, walk in place while I'm watching one of my favorite TV shows. There's nothing that says you have to go outside or go to a gym or get on a treadmill or anything to get your walk. You can, you know, make it a family tradition. After Thanksgiving, you know, you have the big meal. Instead of just sitting down and never moving for the rest of the day, schedule a family walk. You know, or instead of even watching some of those holiday specials that we always end up watching, use that time to spend together with your family, working off that large meal. I tend to enjoy my exercise in the morning, because a lot of those holiday events, a lot of those things happen in the evenings, and it's hard for me to come home after a long day of work and want to exercise. So I try to embrace that morning workout. And throughout the day, I remind myself what I'm working towards, and I need to try to manage my stress and manage my eating. I don't want to be exercising more or walking more, and then I'm just eating more as well. So if you're out doing some of your shopping, keep moving. You know, it's okay to go shopping, but if you're just doing a very lightly stroll, you're not really getting that heart rate up and pumping. But even just, you know, working in an office, getting up and moving more. I try to, you know, set your watch or set your phone for every 30 minutes just to give you a little ding or a little reminder to get up and move around for just 2 minutes. It'll also not only help your health and your physical activity, but it will help your stress. Physical activity can help the brain and the body work together to produce needed chemicals in order to stay balanced. Before stress gets too much to handle, take time to relieve stress through activities such as walking, running, cleaning, and playing with the people in your life. And don't forget to hydrate, to drink water. After your walk, drink 16 ounces or a bottle of water to help you recover. This will help you be ready for success. So making sure that you are drinking water is important. So this is just a little bit of food for thought as you try to be a little bit healthier this week, and maybe join us for our 30 for 30 walking 30 minutes for 30 days Facebook group challenge. Thanks for tuning in this week.